Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go right back out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Jason Mackey, Post Gazette, covers the Pirates. Four more Marlins test positive, bringing the team total, including other members of the traveling party, to 17. Nationals players vote not to play this weekend series in Miami. Jason, what does Rob Manfred do in this situation, specifically with the Nationals, I would ask? What do you do if players don't want to go to Miami and play?
Yeah, that's a problem, Joe. And, you know, everything I heard on this yesterday was, you know, Major League Baseball sort of expected this. They were built for it. Nobody's really freaking out. But what do you do if teams refuse to play? And I would say the only thing Rob Manfred can do is try to figure out a contingency plan, because you can't just not have the game. You can't shut down the season. It's tough. He's in a very difficult spot. And I would say the only thing you try to do is find some sort of workaround, find what the Nationals are comfortable with doing. But then at the same time, I sort of worry about precedent. And if one team does it, maybe the other tries to do it. And everybody says, you know what, we're just not playing the coronavirus teams. We're not going there. So we're going to try to get an advantage. Like, it's just a slippery slope. But I do think Manfred has to be at least somewhat sympathetic to these teams because they want to continue playing.
You talk to the Pirates, obviously, a lot. Are you getting any kind of feel for what they're thinking about this? I guess everybody's in a wait-and-see kind of mode, right?
Yes, and that's what I got yesterday, Ron, was, you know, look, baseball expected this. We don't, you know, and I'm sort of paraphrasing some of the feedback I got, that it was, you know, we don't expect this to shut down the season. The idea of shutting down the season is crazy. The only thing that I got that sort of makes any sense to me, or maybe aligns with what I expected, was if this becomes more of a widespread thing, if it gets to two teams, if it gets to three teams. And I think that's why a lot of people were looking at the Philly situation. I think that the Nationals becomes a little bit more of a thing. The Atlanta Braves, I believe that's where the Braves or where the Marlins were before they got the Phillies. But in any case, like, how cascading of an effect is there here? And I think that's what's going to sort of cause people to panic a little bit more. But it just being the Marlins, there wasn't a lot of freak out, at least among the Pirates.
Although the Reds have a little bit of a situation too now, and I'm seeing where players from different teams, I saw Anthony Rizzo, I forget who he was talking to on an opposing team, are starting to talk before series about, hey, what's happening with you guys? Well, what's happening with you guys? And I can see, Jason, that is going to be something that I don't think players feel like, and rightfully so, feel like the league has their best health interest in mind, because the league really doesn't. I don't think that means the league doesn't want them to be healthy. They are, but that's not the primary motive here.
Yeah, and I think it's something, Joe, where, and I disagree with you a little bit, just because I think the league needs to keep its players healthy, because otherwise you have a garbage product. And the players want to stay healthy because they want to play and make their money. But I do think there's something to be said for a player-to-player sort of peer review situation. And I think there are, you know, there's a belief or an understanding that guys are going to not be idiots about this thing. But I don't think it's 100%. And, you know, if the Pirates know a bunch of guys on – Washington or whatever, like they're going to share intel on what they're doing. You know, how are you guys testing? How are things going? And, you know, I think for the most part, there's a general understanding of responsibility. Like I used the example of going to St. Louis. You know, I stayed where the team stayed, and there's a bar that was like rocking at 1 a.m. across the street. And players could have easily dipped over there and had 1 or 2 or 3 or whatever. And that would have been a really stupid move on their part. I don't believe any of them did. All of them have talked about being responsible, staying in the hotel, staying in their bubble. But if you have one player or a group of players going rogue, that's where this is going to get bad.
Jason, the Pirates, let's get a little bit of baseball here before we're done. Clearly being very cautious with the pitchers, these players last night, no Nick Birdie, only 11 pitches the day before. Do you think this is Shelton's decision, or do you think it's coming from above? Hey, you got to be careful with how you use these guys.
I think it's probably a little bit of both. I don't think that they're going to make a decision and just throw it on Shelton. You know, he and Ben talk an exorbitant amount. And so I think it's something they're sort of mutually agreeing upon, that it's probably best for the future. But I understand why in the present it upsets some people, me included. You know, I felt like Nick Birdie should have pitched in that game. But I'm also not charged with the long-term goal of figuring out the Pirates how to be better for a sustained period of time. So if I look at it through that lens, I get it. But, you know, you can pick apart other decisions, Ron, from last night's game. Like, you know, Feliz pitching as long as he did. You know, and probably, I guess I get sticking with Michael Feliz because you don't necessarily have any other options there. And so anyway, being as conservative as they are, I do think it's a joint decision, not to stray too far from the point.
Jason, we saw Colin Moran, in spite of the night he was having, get removed from the game with a 5-1 lead for Eric Gonzalez, which is certainly a defensible move. But might we see in the future, in that situation, Moran then go to the other side of the diamond and replace Josh Bell, because that was one of the biggest plays in the game. The game's over, if Josh Bell has confidence enough to make a throw to second base in the ninth inning. He didn't appear to.
Yeah, I think that bit them. His throwing and, you know, I don't think his throwing is atrocious, but I agree with you, Joe. There was just a little bit of a hesitation there that if you can sling it, you know, if you're not thinking first, that play gets made. I would be hesitant in doing what you're talking about. Honestly, I'm not a big fan of that sort of stuff anyway. You know, I just don't know if it's worth it, especially now. Like, I wouldn't want to take Colin Moran out of the lineup the way he's hitting. Like, I just wouldn't have meddled there. I don't want to take Josh Bell out of the lineup just because those situations, you never know. You know, maybe in a 9-run game or something if you want to get somebody some innings, but I don't think that's what you're talking about. You know, I want to keep my best hitters in the lineup, and unless they are absolutely atrocious defensively, I'm willing to live with it.
A lot of people want to see, you know, Cabrian Hayes, but man, the way Colin Moran is going, making it real tough for them to try to find work for him, isn't it?
It is, Ron. It is. And you know, good for Colin Moran for doing this. And, you know, I mean, this is as old as the sport, that, you know, you hit, they're going to find a place for you. If Colin Moran hits, like, okay, he might not be their third baseman, but he's going to DH. He's going to play first, give Josh Bell a day off, or have Josh Bell to DH or something. Like, they'll figure it out. You know, that would be a great problem for the Pirates to have if Colin Moran keeps hitting home runs. But, you know, as it stands now, I mean, Cabrian Hayes, and this was true in spring training too, like, he's going to have to do something to change their mind. And I like Cabrian Hayes. I think he's the future of third base. I'm not saying it to criticize him, but he didn't do enough to force his way into the lineup or force anybody's hand. And I know it's only been 4 games, but that's what Colin Moran is doing. He is making you put him in the lineup every day. You have to find a spot for him. So, you know, absolutely stiff competition, and I don't think there will be that much of a hurry to get Cabrian Hayes in there if Colin Moran keeps hitting like this.
Lastly, where's Colin Moran going to be a year from now?
I think he's with the Pirates, Joe. I mean, I think, assuming this continues, of course. I mean, if he goes the complete opposite direction, I'll reevaluate the answer. But, I mean, you know, they'll find a place for him. Again, like, you have some flexibility there. Polanco is hardly a sure thing. Josh Bell at that point is going to be in a contract year. I'd like to believe they would sign him, but you don't know. I have not seen Ke'Bryan Hayes' bat play. Again, I'm not saying that Ke'Bryan Hayes wouldn't, but I would keep Colin Moran, figure out a way, assuming, of course, that this continues. So I think he's right back here.
Did you say you'd like to believe the Pirates will sign Josh Bell?
Yeah, I would. And I'm not ruling it out. I don't think it's off the table. I've talked to all parties involved, including Scott Boras. I mean, even Boras is, you know, has been impressed as all get out with how the Pirates have handled this. And so, you know, I think it's going to take a special circumstance, but Charrington is interested. They've sort of slow played it. It makes sense for all involved to wait after this year, but, you know, I don't think it's off the table.
What percent chance would you put on it? Because I think me and Ron combined would put a 1% chance on that happening. How about you?
On what?
No,
side?
I would put a little bit less of a 1% chance, Joe.
On account of what? On account of you don't think Nutting will spend the money?
I don't think Nutting will spend the money, and I don't think Boras will do a deal that gives any kind of favors to the Pirates. Hey, he may love working with Ben Charrington, but it's going to come down to the dollars, and I don't know that the Pirates are going to spend that money under any circumstance.
Yeah, I'm
but
just,
seriously,
I'm,
as
ahead,
much I respect your reporting greatly, so I honestly like to hear what percent you'd put on that.
Maybe 25%. And I think where I see it happening, and there's a couple reasons why I would say that. One, I hope that Bob Nutting learned his lesson about spending money, and you don't bring in a Travis Williams, a Ben Charrington, and then go cheap on the world again. So I do believe that, you know, at some point there's going to be a situation where he needs to spend, and I hope this is it, and I think Josh Bell is worth it. And two, I look at it for what Josh Bell is going to be worth compared to some of the other first basemen on the market. I mean, there's some understandable questions about his defense. Look at what he produces. I mean, is Josh Bell going to be the kind of guy that gets a 8-9 year, $200 million contract or something absurd like that? And I don't know if that would be it. You know, if you look at his arbitration figure, what that came back as, and I don't know. I think a lot depends on how this year plays out. That's why I'm not saying that, you know, it's going to happen. I'm saying that I'm not ruling it out yet. That's all.
Jason, we appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Take care. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.